Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Well, those are indeed the unsung heroes of thoroughbred racing. There are so many of them, including today's guest. And my thanks to Claiborne for sponsoring this segment every other week. I'll bring it to you in 2 more weeks. But for today, I get to visit with one of racing's unsung heroes, and that is Pam Fitzgerald, who is the assistant trainer to Al Stahl Jr. And Pam, first of all, welcome to the show, and congratulations on being named this week's unsung hero.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, I sent a text to Al earlier this week, and I said, hey, Al, I got this new segment we're putting together. It's presented by Claiborne. I said, would you have anybody that you feel deserves to be named an unsung hero? And he immediately sent back and said, my assistant, Pam Fitzgerald.
Oh, well, I appreciate that from him.
You know, when I called you to ask you to join me on this segment, you told me you were a native of all places, Denver, Colorado. And when you think about thoroughbred racing, yes, there's racing there. But it's not like you said you were from Louisiana or New York or Florida or places that California, places that people think of when they think of thoroughbred racing. How does a girl from Denver, Colorado, Pam, get involved with thoroughbred racing?
Well, it's funny you say that because it really is kind of an obscure place. But my parents had racehorses, and they raced at Centennial and Exarban, which at the time was really a wonderful place. And they would also go to the Albuquerque State Fair. And then they kind of turn their horses out in the winter and get them ready during the spring quarter horse meet and race through the summer and fall. And on a small scale, though, I would say at the most they had 10 horses at a time.
Did you always think that you were going to find your way into this sport, too?
I really did like it. I tried college for 2 years. I was an accounting major, of all things. I'm not super book smart, and I really just thought about the horses more than anything.
Tell me about your first job on the racetrack.
After working for my parents, yes.
Yeah.
I worked with Frank Brothers for 13 years, and I learned a lot of things there. Growing up, I rode horses, we'd ride around with kids, and then I had a barrel horse. But he taught me to gallop, and that was really a good thing for me. It helped me earn a living, and I learned a lot from him.
Can you imagine how much different your life would be now if you had pursued a career in accounting as opposed to being on the racetrack?
Oh, gosh. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, there's something about being around these horses every day, isn't there?
It's sometimes it's a real job, but sometimes it's almost not like a job. So it sure beats being a pencil pusher, I guess, for me anyway.
Yeah, you mentioned Frankie Brothers, too, and he's somebody who's revered by so many people here in our sport, one of the true good guys and one heck of a horse trainer, too. Where did you go after you worked with Frankie?
I did work for Bill Mott for 6 months, or maybe a year, and then I went to work for Bobby Frankel out in California. I just kind of wanted to go out there I was there 3 years. And then I, when I left there, I went back to work for Al, or I guess for my first job with Al.
Yeah, you got to learn from the best, didn't you?
Yes, I was very fortunate to be around some really good horsemen.
So tell me about what you're doing now with Al. I mentioned assistant trainer. For people that don't know what an assistant trainer does in our sport, what is it, Pam?
Well, there's managing people, which isn't my favorite thing. But as far as the horse part of it, I check all the legs and do the set list. And when Al's not here, I saddle horses for the races and do the payroll. And like I said, you do manage some people. I don't gallop anymore, but I do ride the pony also.
Tell me about some of the horses that you've been around over the years, whether it's been with Al or Frankie or Bill Mott or Bobby Frankel, some of the, even with your parents, some of the horses that when you think back on your career in racing, you're always going to remember.
Well, my top favorite horse would have been Hansel. He had a wonderful personality, and he was champion three-year-old, and I got to travel around with him. He's just a great horse to be around. But I do remember a horse that was one of my favorites that Frankie had, a horse called Jekyll. And he was claimed for $5,000 at Oaklawn, and I think he won seven races that summer at Louisiana Downs from 5.5 furlongs to 1 3/8 on the grass. So he was really classy horse that was just really nice to be around also.
Talking with Pam Fitzgerald, the assistant trainer to Al Stahl Jr. She is this week's unsung hero, this segment presented by Claiborne. Pam, hold on for 30 seconds, if you would. We're going to pause for a word from Claiborne, and we'll be right back.
Warfront. This son of Danzig ranks among the world's elite sires. With grade one winners on dirt and turf and star performers both at home and abroad, Warfront's success as an international super sire is unmatched. Recent stars include War of Will, a classic winner on dirt and now a grade one winner on turf, plus Halliday, winner of the grade one four-star Dave Handicap at Saratoga. In the auction ring, his progeny continue to command top dollar. Warfront, standing at Claiborne Farm.
Pam, you have worked with so many of the top names in our sport, as you mentioned in the first half of this interview. Now you're with Al Stahl Jr., and somebody who I have so much respect for, another person much like Frankie Brothers that's one of the true good people that we have in our sport today. What's it like going to work for Al Stahl every single day?
It's generally very good experience, I guess. You know, it's his wife says I'm his work wife, which is kind of true. And I guess just like everything, you know, sometimes you have your differences of opinion, but generally it's really good.
Yeah, I really enjoy Al. I've enjoyed being around him for years, and obviously you are somebody that makes our sport a success, thus this week's unsung hero, and again, this segment presented by Claiborne. Pam, do you consider yourself an unsung hero in our sport of thoroughbred racing?
No, not really, but I guess just you're not out in the forefront, but I don't know. I don't feel like I'm slighted in any respect of people appreciating, you know, your job and things.
Yeah, it's just so nice to be able to bring these types of jobs to light. A couple of weeks ago, I had the chance to visit with Wesley Purcell from Claiborne, who is the broodmare manager there. And a lot of people don't know what goes on the horse farm side of things. A lot of people don't know what assistant trainers do. And your story is just so inspiring to so many people who might want to get involved in the sport. If there's a young lady, Pam, that comes to you and says, hey, I want to be involved in training racehorses, what advice do you give to them?
Oh, I think it's a great opportunity. Women really hold a lot of positions, I think, here. And, if you know, they want to learn and work their way up. allowed me to make a living, which I probably couldn't have made done as well doing something else because, like I said, I'm not really that book smart. I'm not going to be a brain surgeon anywhere or anything, but I do. It's something I love anyway, so I'd much rather be doing this, and it's gave me a chance to make a living.
Well, I know it's a busy morning for you, Pam. I'll let you get back to work. Al was nice enough. I told Al, I said, hey, you have to give me 15 minutes with Pam on Saturday morning. Don't make her work in that 15-minute window. And he said, you got it. So, Pam, it's been a delight to hear your story. Congratulations on being this week's unsung hero. And really, keep up the wonderful work. Thank you for everything you do.
Well, thank you.